I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. He made history when he flew solo across the Atlantic. On this day in 1927, just months after his historic flight, Charles Lindbergh arrived in Atlanta for Lindbergh Day. The Lone Eagle came to Atlanta thanks to city alderman and aviation enthusiast William Hartsfield. Lindbergh landed the Spirit of St. Louis, the same plane he flew from New York to Paris, at Candler Field in Hapeville. After an official welcome from Georgia Governor Lamartine Hardeman and Atlanta Mayor Isaac Ragsdale, Lindbergh paraded past thousands of cheering onlookers through downtown Atlanta to Georgia Tech Stadium. There, the largest public gathering in Atlanta until the premiere of Gone with the Wind, heard Lindbergh promote the potential of commercial flight. Atlanta took note. Lindbergh mania led directly to improvements at Candler Field, now Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, upgrades that brought airmail and eventually Delta and Eastern Airlines to the city. Atlanta's standing as one of the largest airports in the world can be traced directly to Lucky Lindy's historic visit on October 11, 1927, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.